B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
As we get ready for today's podcast, I have very, very special guest in here with us today, Meredith from Wild.
Aw, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited. You know, we've worked together in the building for such a long time, but I don't think we've worked on the microphone together before. So I'm happy about it. Thank you.
This is fun. So I have some things on the agenda to get through on the PG podcast. But you're such a good friend. Since you had your baby before I did, I've come to you for many things along the way.
We go back and forth. Like, has this happened to you? Have you been feeling this way?
Yeah, we can definitely relate as working moms and moms to toddlers. So I had that big first this week where my daughter went back to school. Or not back to school. First day of school ever.
Which is so difficult to go through. It's a separation anxiety, you know, leaving your kid with somebody else the entire day and assistance at the same time, even though you probably checked out the school a million times and did a tour and know everybody, it still gives you a lot of anxiety.
Sure, sure. So I felt good knowing, yes, I've done my research, this school came recommended, and then all of a sudden it hit me that first day that she was there. Oh my gosh, we just sent her somewhere where she doesn't know anybody, doesn't know her teachers, doesn't know the other kids, and I hope she's thriving and going to do well, but how do you overcome that anxiety?
Well, I always grew up as the new girl, basically. I grew up all over the country.
We moved around
so much growing up, so I can personally relate to that, feeling like the new person. Even if, you know, your daughter is super young, she doesn't really necessarily recognize that she's the new girl. So on one hand, I have empathy because I've been there before, but also it's so exciting. New friends, new teachers. And learning new things and just what can be.
Okay, so you have to temper your angst with, listen, honey, these are all the new cool things you're going to be able to do.
Yes.
And then you have to enjoy those experiences as she comes home and tells you about them. However, because we're talking about a 2-plus-year-old, she doesn't always get her story straight. And so her first day, I know this didn't happen, but she said her teacher, Miss So-and-so, pushed her. As if... Something tells me she didn't push you.
No, not at all. She's probably like, can you move, please? Because I'm trying to get to the front door. You know, she's probably like, that happens to me with my daughter all the time. She's like, she turns around, she goes, don't push me, mommy. And I'm like, I was literally just trying to open up the refrigerator door around you so you don't get hit in the face. But she thinks I'm trying to like push her. Also, another situation that happened with my daughter was we were playing and then I guess she had an itch on her chest and she was scratching a little too hard and she left a little marks there. So she went to school the next day and I went to go pick her up. And the teacher was like, hi, Aubrey's been telling everybody that you scratched her. And I'm like, and I'm like, I was like, oh my God, I swear to God that that is not what happened. And they were all laughing. They thought it was hilarious because Aubrey was pretty much telling on me that I was like, abusing her or something. And I'm like, you scratched yourself. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So kids will come home with the craziest stories, but you just got to be loving at the end of the day.
Well, in week one, I already had a really super embarrassing parenting moment at the preschool. So you and I both fill on ABC Action News.
Yes.
So it just so happened one of the days that I picked her up was after I'd been filling in. So, and I love watching you on there. You do such an awesome job.
Oh, you're fantastic too. Thank you.
So I had a fancy dress on that day for, you know, fancier. It was almost like a cocktailish dress for TV, whatever.
The black one, right?
Yeah, the black one.
Super cute.
So I come in to go pick her up. I'm in like my big high heels. I'm traipsing through the parking lot and it's like dirt covered. So my heels are wobbling. I'm falling everywhere. I know people who were waiting in the car line were like, look at that hot mess. I go in and Meredith, I don't know what it was, but it was different lighting than I was used to seeing. Like it was, I just haven't seen my daughter in that lighting. And there were like 6 kids on the floor. And I guess in my defense, she kind of had her head down or she was crying or something. And I look in and I was like, hi, has anyone seen my daughter? I'm here to pick up my daughter.
Where are you?
And they're like, she's right there.
You know what? You just get so busy with what's going on in your life. That happens to me all the time. If it wasn't even yesterday, I'm like, there's kids in this classroom, and they kind of all look alike sometimes. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. Like, which one? Oh, and then they'll come up to you, and they'll all call you mommy. So be prepared for that.
Okay, good.
I'm like, yeah,
good.
I'm a mommy, but this is the only one I'm taking home today.
We're supposed to, my auditory senses are good. Maybe my vision is going since I'm pregnant and everything's swollen and your vision gets messed up. Because we're supposed to, as moms, be able to hear our kids like little birds.
Right.
You know, the mother bird knows her little bird's
calling
individual
you.
Cry. Yeah. But I'm like, hey, where's my daughter? I'm like, this damn working mom, she doesn't know what's going on.
It's hard to, especially when you're pregnant. You got a lot going on at the same time. And I always pop in here because you're always working so hard. And I'm like, how are you feeling today? Because people probably forget to ask you that.
Right.
You know, how are you feeling? You're creating a human being inside your body right now. Not only that, but you're responsible for another little human being running around.
Yes.
So how are you doing? How's the pregnancy?
Thank you for asking. You know, I think this week I haven't Googled 5 million symptoms of what might be wrong with me. So I'm really proud of myself for that.
WebMD.
That's an accomplishment. Yes.
That's good. But you're feeling good overall.
I'm feeling good overall. I'm in that second trimester-ish time.
Yes.
So towards the end of the second, actually, I'm getting to the end of the second trimester, I think.
Which is also refreshing because, you know, you'll have another little one next year when you're with another first day of school for your daughter, which we were just mentioning. And then at the same time, you won't be so anxiety ridden at that time. You'll probably be like
just
pushing
fatigue.
Her in the school.
Yes.
You'll be like, go, because I have other stuff I have to do. I love you, but just stay in school today. I need a day. Just relax.
Totally. We already have, I haven't told anybody the name yet on air, but I'll tell you. We already
know.
Have a name. It's Daviana. So your coworker, Davi, who's a guy.
Yes.
We're going to call her Davi for short.
That is so
cute. So I love that name. But my daughter, Evelyn Jade, is already blaming things that she does on Daviana.
Oh, the baby that's not here yet. Okay. Davi did it.
Yeah.
Mommy, no, I didn't make a mess. No, I didn't draw on the wall. Davi did it.
Yes. She's like, Daviana. And she says her name with almost a little accent. Daviana did. Daviana, no, don't touch that. That's hot. I mean, she's already bossing her around and she's not even here. So.
Well, that's kind of perfect because I blame everything on my co-host, Davi. So your daughter
you
and I can get along.
Her.
Yes, we'll be perfect when we hang out together. We'll just blame everything on Davi.
I know. Something else that we can talk about that we've shared before is the challenge of when you leave for maternity leave. And I know all women go through this who are working moms.
Terrible.
And then you come back. You are the first person to tell me, hey, just be prepared. When you come back, people are going to ask you how your vacation was.
Exactly. Like, oh, did you like the time off? Was it great? Or do you feel refreshed? And you're just looking at them because you haven't washed your hair in 2 weeks and your face is greasy and you haven't slept in a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, everything was fantastic. My vacation. No, it's not a vacation at all. Some people do think it is, but it's not.
It's kind of crazy, too, because I've talked to some different friends of mine from different countries. And when they bring up, I have another girlfriend who's pregnant and she's from Brazil.
Oh.
And she's like, it's just so weird. In Brazil, you take off a year to have your baby and then you come back and your job is there for you. And I understand, you know, we have, look, Americans work hard.
Yes, they do.
We don't take siestas. We don't. Well, I do.
But, I do, too, after the show. Don't tell anybody.
We don't do, you know, that's kind of who we are. But at the same time, I think to myself, there's got to be a happy medium because it does feel tight when you're
coming back. You know, and everybody's different. Everybody has different, I would say, constraints, especially monetarily when they can take off, how much time they can take off. I chose to come back after 7 weeks, which in my mind is still so short. It's just so fast. And then you look back on it. And it's so traumatizing, at least it was for me, the adjustment. I really took it out on myself. And, you know, that's for another discussion another day with postpartum. But the transition is very difficult. But it really, if I decided to take off more time, I feel like that would have been a little bit easier for me. And you have a friend that took off, was able to take off a year. One of my closest friends is in Australia. She met her husband here and then boom, she left. And she was able to leave her job for an entire year and come back. And she said it was difficult. She's like, but oh my God, I got to see all these amazing things with my daughter. And it wasn't as hard as going back to work so fast. So I'm very jealous about that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Those milestones. And also, this is something that stresses me out as a working mom a little bit, is if I'm worried about anything about my daughter, and I'll be like, hey, can we monitor? You know, if you're ever like, oh, wait, is she sick, whether it's an illness, behavioral, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. the key is data.
Yes.
And if you're spending half your day at work and you're not around her, you don't have that data.
Right.
And so you're asking babysitters or nannies or
to keep
other
a diary.
Caretakers.
Right.
Yes. So that kind of stuff, especially in the beginning stages mm-hmm. when you're back at work and there's
still
so little.
Well, because you don't
know
what's going on. They can't talk. They're just laying there. And you just, you know, that's why it's so expensive usually for childcare with newborns, you know, mm-hmm. leaving them with somebody because, you know, they need so much feedings and sleeping and attention and constant care and playing and making sure that everything is okay. You know, when they're older, it's more affordable to get good care.
Yes.
But when they're newborns, it's extremely expensive. And a lot of people
totally.
Don't know that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Especially our hours. Mm-hmm. We deal with that. But Meredith, I could talk to you all day. You know that. We're chatty with each other. I know you have another show to do, though. You're right
I
in the
do.
Middle of your show.
Yes, no.
So get on in there.
I love this. And please, not just saying it, please invite me on anytime. I love being able to just chat, just you and I, about being moms
yes.
or about work or anything, really. It doesn't have to be strictly kids because it's always nice and refreshing to not only talk to you as a coworker,
mm-hmm.
but also as a friend. And I
yes.
want everybody to know that like we are genuinely friends and we check on everybody.
Yes,
and it's really nice to sit down with you. So
yes,
thank you so
do.
Much.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Meredith. Camaraderie is great.
Yes.
And getting things off our chest together. Thank you.
Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.